afternoon, Tom.
Well, I hope you made lots of sales today, Patrick. We just picked up number two grandson, and he is 12 years old, right, Jordan? And down at St. Joseph's School, and taking him back to his mom. She had a conference call at 3 o'clock. That's the first time we've been there, so we had our fun getting there. And you got to be out on I-85. You can call us in 0TR Mobile.
All I heard was static for just a minute. I don't know what happened.
What's more fire in the wire? I just said we had to pick up the grandson. We had to go out on I-85, which I despise.
On that one, that's like running a gauntlet there.
In the fast lane was 80.
Down today, huh?
Fantastic. But that's probably closer to correct than the person wants to admit.
We'll get out there at any cost. I'll go around. I have no use for that road.
Yeah, buddy. Tell you for sure. Well, are you on your last call, or you got more to go?
Finished up early today. Had three shops that weren't even open.
Celebrating today.
I guess it would be a case of lazy.
Doesn't pay too well, though.
These businesses I deal with down here, they run it like a hobby. They don't understand. Come to work, be there from at least 8 to 5, more like 7 to 6 would be better. They just don't get it. They run it like a hobby. They make enough money to pay their bills, and then they're done.
South Carolina drawl. They must be ex-employees in Walmart.
Understand it. I mean, I wasn't raised that way. You come to work, you work every day, do the best you can, and then you go home at the evening and be proud of what you've done.
Two of us, Patrick. Oh, boy. I've seen that over and over and over. And I gotta tell you, the newer generation is more and more like that every day. Not all of them. There's still a good percentage of them that are out there. But there's a greater percentage that are like what you're talking about.
Cross that 50% threshold, the rest of it, those of us working, can't keep them up. I don't know what we're going to do.
Fall back and punt, I guess. See you on the road, huh?
25 just coming into TR right now.
Great signal. We're not too far from the grandson's home QTH. And, I'm going to head back home ASAP so I don't get into any more traffic than I have to.
A conversation with Bob, I believe it's Bob this morning, about the beverage antenna.
You can respect anything he says on that subject, I can tell you for certain. And this guy going to turn? No, I guess he ain't. So I'll go ahead and make my turn. I tried to be courteous, but it didn't work. I'm seriously considering lengthening mine, but I got so much wildlife back there that I'm afraid they'll tear it up all the time.
But after they learn it's there, or put some flags on it, some marker flags, if it wouldn't interfere with the receive on it.
Bob said the optimum was 3 feet off the ground, and there's so many deer back there that I would think that it's going to be difficult. You can spice it now and then with a wire nut, and they'll just knock that loose, but I don't have to be going back there and visiting the copperheads all the time.
I don't want nothing to do with those little guys.
Yes, I can tell you that. Across from my grandson Jordan's here, one day they killed a big one. And they're down here in a beautiful area, south of 14 and Pelham. And it was right up in this lady's driveway.
Fortunate where I'm at. I've only killed two in the 25 years that I've lived there, so. But they're pretty common in the area where I live.
I've only killed one, actually. It was a little one, but he was, he had a money morning disposition. But I seen a lawn care guy out there doing a little dance one day in the neighbor's yard. So I went over there, and it was a copperhead. And I dispatched it. My daughter actually killed this big one down here. I wished I'd have seen it while I was alive. Boy, I don't handle them. I handle other kinds of snakes, but not copperheads. Patrick, gotta go. We have arrived. Talk to you later. 73NZTR.
73 to you, Tom. Have a good trip. Be safe on your way home. HKX, clear.
BWA, mobile.
HKX, hey Steve, this is Patrick.
Patrick, what's happening, baby?
Gas burners move away from the diesel pump so I can get in.
Isn't that irritating? They all got to pack up down there around a diesel pump. And I bet you there's plenty of other pumps open up the way, isn't there?
There's about eight that I can see right here real quick.
Excursion or an expedition you're driving?
Excursion.
And it's a diesel?
Got the 7.3 in it.
Wow, that's a monster.
I worked on when I worked for Ford. I was a diesel mechanic for Ford and GM.
Is it a 6-liter? No, you said it was a 7.3. No, you got a good engine.
This accident with the tool truck, it only had 83,000 miles on it. It'll roll 100,000 tomorrow.
And production is just that far behind with those trucks, huh?
Totaled a month ago, we settled on it. If I order a new truck today, it will possibly be up to a year and a half to 2 years before I receive a new one. So I'm going to have to go with a used one and pay as much for a used one as I would a new one.
And is that?
The one I'm getting will be a Peterbilt. What I had was a Freightliner, but you can't get any used medium-duty trucks right now.
I don't understand that. They can't be that far behind.
Radios, you can't get the computer chips you need, and we're shortage on plastic from what I hear.
Let's just talk about the radios a second. Now, I'm looking at that Anytone 578 that goes in your car. It's a tri-band. Have you seen that? That'll do the DMR?
I actually pulled the trigger on the 878 with the hotspot. Hopefully it'll be here at the end of this week, first of next week.
The 878, that's a handheld. I'm talking about the mounted in the truck 578.
I understand that. I was looking at it, but I went ahead and got the handheld. That way I could use it in the house if I wanted to.
Okay. I'm getting a call. Let me get right back with you, okay? Shouldn't take but a minute.
Okay, it's clear. I'm going to be getting fuel, Steve, so give me just a second.